Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Gibbs is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's the president and the founder of Accountware Solutions Incorporated, which is an Atlanta-based bookkeeping firm helping companies just like yours and mine get their bookkeeping and their accounting in order. She's a full-service resource for QuickBooks and for QuickBooks users in the USA, and she's here to talk to us about a couple of things. First of all, about her business and how she helps people just like you and me. Catherine Gibbs, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on the success of your business. I'm proud of you. You're one of my heroes, Catherine, but you're one of my heroes for two reasons. Number one, because you founded a small business and you're being successful with it. Number two, because the work of your business is to help other people, other small businesses, be successful, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's, I think, what kind of helps me get up every morning is the idea, you know, that concept that what we do matters.
I'm glad that you said that, Catherine, because I say this to my audience all the time, and I just said it in the previous hour of the show, that one of the things that makes me excited about coming to work every day after all these years is the fact that the people that I'd like to think that I'm helping are such special people. And I think you just said it yourself.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, between my career working in public accounting before I started my business,
right.
And then, of course, we're getting ready to turn 10. So our 10th birthday is coming up. And these 10 years have really been interesting because, you know, it's, when you work in public accounting as opposed to, you know, working for one company, you really get to see a lot of different businesses, things that, you know, I never knew you could make into a business.
Industries, and you learned about carving out a niche out of a niche?
Absolutely. So, you know, watching them succeed, you know, to feel like you've been, you know, even if it's behind the scenes, to be a small part of that is very exciting,
mm-hmm.
especially when you feel like, you know, for me being, you know, someone who wanted to go out and start my own business and wanted to be helpful, you know, to me it's like being an entrepreneur in the sense that, you know, I've had my a touch, you know, of all these hundreds of businesses
mm-hmm.
that, you know, are now thriving.
What made you decide to leave the employment, the secure employment of an accounting firm and start your own business? I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
It was really the fact that the CPA firm that I had been with for several years, it was a small firm, and she was getting close to retirement, and she merged with a larger firm. And I moved with the merger, and after that tax season, you know, of course, there were a lot of promises made and things, you know, get said in the course of
mm-hmm.
negotiations,
mm-hmm.
and I was the only bookkeeper at the old firm, and so they're like, oh, you'll have more help, da-da-da-da-da, and I went from working during tax season a 60 to 70-hour work week to about an 80, 85-hour work week. And at the end of tax season, after I had recovered from I had a pretty nasty illness, my husband looked at me and said, okay, something's got to change. And he was kind of the catalyst that got me thinking. And to be honest with you, I really had narrowed it down to pastry school or going into business as far as being a bookkeeper, doing what I knew how to do.
Right.
And I figured my clothes couldn't afford the homework if I went to pastry
exactly.
school. So
yeah, that's the reason I don't cook pastries.
So I looked at what I love to do. You know, I spent 5 years in the firm, and I really kind of dissected what pieces of that business did I really enjoy. And for me, it was teaching QuickBooks. It was going in there and, you know, for lack of a better term, being the cavalry.
Right.
You know, there's nothing better than someone.
But now you're going to be operating your own business with no safety net. You're going to be all in, Catherine,
absolutely,
with no safety net. How did you feel about that?
I always say that I walk a fine line between complete confidence and complete fear.
Oh, that's classic entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. And I said, if I'm not in there,
that's that's a day in the life of a small business owner.
Absolutely. And if I'm feeling too much of one or the other, then something's wrong.
That's when you get scared, right?
Exactly.
Especially if you get feeling too confident.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for me, it was, you know, I had CPAs that, you know, I've known for years and this and that tried to talk me out of it. And, you know, I looked back and I just looked at them and I said, you know, I have to try. If I don't, I'm at a point that if I don't step out and give this a shot, then I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
What did you think was going to be your competitive advantage, your differentiator over the accounting firm you left, for example?
Well, it was, and it still is, the fact that what we do is unique in the fact that not every bookkeeper that's out there has the public accounting background that I've had. Plus the fact that I've been using QuickBooks software since it was invented.
Right.
And so I kind of grew up with QuickBooks.
You're not doing tax preparation though, right?
I do not.
That's where you're separating yourself from an accounting firm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're helping people with their books, with their financials and those kinds of things, and that's a good differentiator. I think that's important. Every small business owner, I tell small business owners, you need to work with a CPA firm, but if you can find a good company like Catherine's, you can probably grow with her until you need a CPA firm.
And we work a lot with CPAs.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
Especially those that are sole proprietors where they don't have a bookkeeping staff.
Right.
And most CPAs, you know, and I know there are exceptions out there, so if you're listening, I'm not picking on you.
Yeah.
But they don't like to do the bookkeeping.
Yeah.
They
contract that out to employees like you were.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so we've built a lot of relationships.
So what was the biggest mistake you made?
Biggest mistake I've made. Geez. There's so many. I think honestly, in kind of not seeing the tidal wave, you know, as far as this recession goes.
Yeah.
We were in such a boom.
Yeah.
And we were growing exponentially.
Right.
And we were coming up on the end of a lease. I stepped out in faith, and my husband and I bought an office building.
Oh yeah, and then 2008 happened.
Uh huh.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happens. Life is what happens when you're making plans, right?
You got it.
Hey, give us your website, Catherine.
It's www.accountwaresolutions.com.
Catherine is going to be presenting at Ruth King's Summit, Small Business Summit, next week. When we come back,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.